Here we have Miss Lulu asking for birdie advice, and I shall give it to her. It's very weird, but I always follow through. Listen up.
Hello, Yurik. The birds are looking for some advice. Okay, birds, go. Yeah? You tell him. You tell him. Stop telling me. The birds are upset because they would like to destroy everything in the house, and I won't let them. And I said, well, look, you know, maybe the best thing we could do is to bring this up with Yurik, and he can solve the problem for us. Yeah? What do you... Yurik, they don't like yaks, okay? Just don't. I'm sorry I even said the Y word, right? God, they're very sensitive about yaks. So just, yeah. And trampolines. They've had a bad yak on a trampoline experience. Don't bring it up.
Hello, Miss Lulu. Hey, first of all, I want to congratulate you for learning how to speak bird. I have been trying to learn to speak bird since 1973, and I have a very small vocabulary. It seems as though you are fluent in bird, which I would like to congratulate you to. Okay, they had problem with yak and trampoline. Ugh. Then I have something very much in common with your birds, because my yak wants to get on my trampoline with me at night while I'm sleeping. I cannot sleep because yak rolls around his bad nightmares, and when a 450-pound yak rolls around on trampoline while you are trying to get your much-needed sleep, you are always waking up, and he is snoring. But I digress. Back to birds. Okay, your birds want to mess up your house for reasons unknown. Are you abusing your birds? I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're birds. They need to listen to what you say because you are a mister. Here's what you do. You look at birds and you say to them in bird language, tweet, black, blue, tick, tick, black. I think this is what you say. I think that's what you say. It means shit or get off pot. And they will understand this, because they will know that you are serious, and that if they continue, you will pluck their feathers out one by one. So each time they are messing up house, boom, one feather comes out. Another mess, boom, another feather comes out. Once they have bald spot, believe me, birds are very embarrassable. They don't like to go out in bird social events and things while they are having areas on body without feathers. So this is all you have to do, and they will stop. They will stop their nastiness, because birds are evil. Birds are the most evil creatures, because they come from dinosaurs, and dinosaurs were big and mean. They had big teeth, and they would rip flesh of crocodile and hippopotamus in Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal man, just for looking at them weird. And these are what birds are. So you have to treat them with Iron Fist. Have you seen this program, Iron Fist, on the Netflix? It is pretty good. It's curly-haired man with an iron fist that turns golden, and then he punches things and they break. I don't know why he doesn't do it more often, though. He could like just wipe everybody out all the time with fists, but he waits and waits and waits, and his big fights, and then he does fist and kills them. I don't know why he just does not do this at the beginning. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing from birdie talk. Okay, I think I gave you answer you needed. If you need any more, send me check, $110 per hour or per question. And I answer it. Very simple. All right. But for you, next one is free, because I like you, Lulu. You're a bird person. And anybody who can learn bird, I'm an adoration of all times. Okay, that's enough bullshitting. Goodbye on other side of the planet. And have fun with kangaroos and marsupials and Australian rules football. and Vegemite, and what else you got over there? You got, what else do I have in Australia that we don't have? They're like, oh, you have like snakes in the desert, and you have all these poisonous things. Have fun with them. Okay, bye-bye. Eloisa wants to know about me and tattoos, and I shall answer her. Listen up.
Hey, Yurik, what's up? How's coaching going on? I'm calling in to know if you would like to join the conversation about tattoos that I'm having in my station. You just need to call in and let us know, do you have a tattoo or do you want to have a tattoo? And if so, is there any story behind it? In case you are not in favor of tattoos, your thoughts and opinions are also very appreciated. Please do join the conversation and call in. Thank you for your attention.
Eloisa, my baby! Coaching is going very good. I have been so busy, especially during eclipse. I had own technique. You can listen. I had my own technique for people to watch eclipse. Now, tattoos, you want to know. Tattoos! Oh, tattoos. Okay, in this country, everyone has tattoos all over body. I'm looking. I see people. Like, I go to exercise at gym. I see men with tattoo. Next time I see him, he has tattoo all over other side of body. Next time I see him, he has new tattoo on leg. It's like entire body covered with tattoo, and I see this on many people's. Then my friend, this young girl I like to be friending with, she is only of 19 ages. And she is going to get a character in Simpson cartoon. Next week, she's going to Long Beach from Northern California to go have man from Simpson cartoon put on her arm. And I told her in 30 years, no one's going to know what this is. But she doesn't think that far ahead because she is only of 19 years in age. See, I am 55, and if I get tattoo, what would I say? I'd say, Yurik, life coach, hit me up, $110 per hour, probably. I'd have to put it somewhere where people could see, like on my face or on my forearms, like sailors used to do. Always, when I was a young boy, only sailors and the men who ride Harley Davidson hit tattoos, eh? Now, there is people with tattoos all over. I have to say, I don't quite understand what this is. Because when they're old and wrinkly and everything is sagging everywhere, like if you get tattoo, I heard Lulu says she has a tattoo on left boobage. Well, it might be fine now. She is young, hot, sexy mama. But when she is 60 years old, this boob will be hanging down to her knee. And the tattoo, instead of a blue star or whatever, it'll look like a cockroach or something. You won't, it'll be like, well, you have this blue bug, and people will be smacking it. So, this is what happens with tattoo. Like, if a man puts a tattoo on his Johnson, let's see, and the Johnson starts sagging when he gets old, like down to his knees. And see, it is like tattoo of girlfriend's beautiful face. It's going to look like the Scream picture or Freddy in Nightmare on Elm Street or something like this. So I think that people need to think ahead when they are getting tattoos and say, okay, how does this tattoo look now? And what will it turn into when I am 70? Because it is not going to be looking the same. It is going, so you need to get a tattoo that looks good now and turns into a different character when you are 70. Like if you get the Tom Cruise picture on arm, right? Or something saggier, let's say on the boob, Tom Cruise on boob. Then you have to say, okay, I want to make sure that this Tom Cruise doesn't look like Gene Simmons when I'm 70 or something. So I want them to look like Robert Redford. So you have tattoo artists, make sure that this is going to happen. That is my recommendations. I know no one will care because you are all young peoples and you don't think past your noses. But that's why you need life coaching. And that's why I providing services to you who need it and are thinking past their noses and getting stupid ass tattoos all over their bodies, which will be sagging and looking stupid when they are old. That's what I have to say. And I will be wishing you happy tattooing. Come to me when it looks like shit, and I will help you with the psychological problems. Okay, that's all I can say today. I hope you are having a wonderful afternoon, day, morning, evening, solar eclipse, whatever you are having. Okay, goodbye and keep your pants on. Hasta Luigi's.
Yurik, you seem like a man that likes to get...
For the last time, no.
For an answer. And building up to that, I reckon you probably like to hear...
No.
And...
No.
And...
No.
So if you'd like more of the same, come to my station and call in with a question or a request. And I'll...
N-O.
Spell it out for you today. Yurik, you seem like a man that likes to get...
For the last time, no.
For an answer. And building up to that, I reckon you probably like to hear...
No.
And...
No.
And...
No.
So if you'd like more of the same, come to my station and call in with a question or a request. And I'll...
N-O.
Spell it out for you today.
Hello? Hello. It's... No, Georgie. It's okay. I'm having one more vodka. No, it's okay. I'm drinking and dialing to Yurik. He knows I love him when I'm little bit tipsy. It's not Troika Balalaika, it's Katyusha Dubstep. When I'm feeling little bit risky and had one too many what? It's not vodka? It's gin? I must be so drunk now. Yurik, I'm drinking and dialing. It's okay with you? Hello, Yurik. Olga, she's so tired this late, but the drinking is good, yeah.
Olga, it is so good to hear from you, even though you're a shit face. You don't need to be shit face to call Yurik and tell him your truest of true deepest feelings for him. He can handle it. You do not need to do this. Although it is fine if it is what you wish, but Yurik is trained in these things. He has women coming after him every day. You cannot believe. Believe me, like Donald Trump says. Believe me. I get so many phoning calls of people, women mostly, calling in saying they are loving me and wanting me. And this is normal. This is normal. Do it as much as you can. In fact, why don't you try doing it 3-4 times a day, all right? Okay, Olga, your best. Moi, keep your pants on.